It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you happen to be in the Portmarnock area, why not swing by the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar and Grill below our studio here is well worth a visit. Great food, great atmosphere, great staff. It's just a lovely bar/restaurant. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? Something happened to our Jeremy over the weekend just past that has him annoyed, has him angered. Now, and you're going to share with us the story.
It's a good job we didn't record this episode on Saturday when it actually happened, because I've kind of calmed down, but I will get worked up again.
Okay.
If you allow me, yeah?
Yeah, go on.
This happened on Saturday. Now, I have to be honest with you before I even start this. I'm not very well versed in what's happening between Gaza, the Palestine, the Israeli situation. Okay, that's why we've never even covered it. It's a lot of it goes above my head. A lot of it goes above many of your heads. I didn't know there was a boycott list. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I didn't know there was a boycott list. I didn't know there was a list of companies that were not supposed to. Here's my first thing before I even tell you the story. Yeah, I hate boycotts. I hate boycotts. Because I see boycotts as part of cancel culture. When someone tells me I shouldn't shop or I shouldn't buy X, Y, or Z, it makes me buy it all the more. Okay, because I'll decide myself. Now, that's not to say I'm not fully aware of what is happening in the Middle East, which is absolutely shocking. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So I think we can all agree on that. Well, maybe we can't. Looking at some of the comments who have no sympathy for what's going on to the people in Gaza. But I am aware of what's going on. But I wasn't aware that there was a boycott list that someone made up. And apparently, one of the businesses that's on the boycott list is the clothing store Zara. Mm. Now, I'm sure Adrian will tell us in a few moments why that is on the list. But they are on this list that someone came up with for products that we need to boycott. Now, we did some research into this, or rather Amanda did, and gave us a long list. And Jesus Christ, there's millions of companies on the list of boycott. Anyway, Saturday, I was going to an event on Saturday evening, as you know, Adrian.
Yep.
And decided, as I was in town, that I needed to go into Zara and buy a shirt, because I've said this many, many times. I buy my shirts in Zara.
Mm-hmm.
So went into Zara. I was on my own, went into Zara, bought the shirt. And as I was going out of the store, I was approached by a very, very angry woman. Now, you'd swear I was after robbing this woman. She was very, very angry. And she said to me in a very loud, aggressive voice, and it's an awful pity, you know, that the one time that the battery was actually my dad on the phone, because I would have recorded her. Anyway, she confronted me and she says, "Why are you shopping in there?" And I didn't know what I was after doing, because I genuinely, were you aware that there was a boycott list?
I was aware, yeah, I'm sort of aware, but not really.
I didn't
not
know,
really
I didn't
until
know
I, until I went looking up. So okay, so this person approached you and
she said
what?
"You have blood on your hands. Look at the bag you're holding," and it was just a Zara bag with a shirt in it. And she says, "You have blood on your hands. You're complicit in the genocide of Gaza." And I'm like, "Whoa! Rewind it back there. What is going on here?" And she says, "Have you seen the list of boycotting companies?" And I said, like I've said here, "No, I'll be honest with you. I haven't seen it. I'm not aware of it. I'm not aware of everything that goes on in the world." And I was honest with her as well. I said, "To be honest with you, I'm not even fully up to date on what's going on in the Middle East. All I know is it's terrible and children should be getting killed by Israel." That's all. I think we can all agree on that,
mm-hmm.
Yeah? That genocide is wrong, yeah? Okay? So, and she just wouldn't let go. She says, "You should bring that back. You should exchange it. Don't give them your money." And I'm like, what the actual hell is going on here? So this went on for about 2 minutes, where she was just shouting facts and figures at me that were going over. And that's not me downplaying, by the way, what's happening in Gaza. But that's this woman assuming that I know everything that is going on here. And she started listing off other companies. One of them, by the way, again, news to me, was this company, which I'm about to, and this isn't to rub anybody's nose in it, I drink Coke every day. This is on the banned list as well. Now,
on the boycott list, you mean?
Or on the boycott list. Now, she kept saying to me, "Research these companies, research these companies." And Well, I went home and I didn't have time to do it. But we've since done it. Amanda has since done it for us. And there was a list of, I'd say, between 20 and 30 different companies that we are all being demanded. They are demanding that we boycott. Now,
okay, let's just talk about Zara firstly and why.
Let's only deal with Zara, yeah.
Well, no, there's a load of different companies. But no, let me
that's,
just.
That's the
Zara, you were nabbed outside. Okay. Yeah. The reason that a lot of people are campaigning to boycott Zara is because it's seen that the company has a close relationship with the Israeli government, okay? And during this. The Gaza war in Israel, Zara opened its biggest ever Israeli store. So in other words, it's business as usual in Israel for Zara, despite the fact that this genocide is going on just down the road in the Gaza Strip.
Okay, so when Russia invaded Ukraine, one of the first things that McDonald's did was they pulled out of Russia.
And so did Zara.
Yeah, they pulled out of Russia. I remember McDonald's was war. Literally war. McDonald's shut down all their stores and said, no, we're not operating in Russia anymore. Goodbye. See you when it's all over.
Mm-hmm.
But you're saying that Zara still has one of its biggest shops in Israel.
And opened it during this war. Opened it at the height of this war. And
okay, that's a bad business decision. But I don't know how me buying a shirt... Because her exact quote, and I wrote these down as soon as I got home because I knew we'd be talking about this. And her exact quote was, "You have blood in your hands, on your hands, and you're complicit in genocide." She's saying that to me. I take grave, grave offense to that, to being accused of being complicit in genocide. I'm disgusted with what's going on in Gaza. I'm disgusted with what Israel is doing. But I went in to buy a shirt.
Okay, but then answer this question. After that woman approaching you...
I will not have guilt thrown at me.
Okay, after that woman approaching you the other day, and now you're a little bit wiser as to what the issue is, that Zara is seen as a company that's in bed with the Israeli government, basically, you will not shop there anymore, will you not?
No, I haven't decided. I haven't decided.
But now you know. Now you've more information than you had.
No, nobody will tell me where I can and cannot buy my shirts.
Oh, right. So you won't be boycotting.
I just said I haven't decided, but no, I will not be told by an angry woman. And I'm not calling her a Karen, because I admire anybody that is standing up for what's happening in Gaza. I have a friend of mine who's on the flotilla at the moment over there heading towards Israel. So I am very, very... conscious of that, and I stand up for people who will support that, but I will not be bullied into being told what I can and cannot do. All the lefties were all on social media last week shaming influencers who went to Electric Picnic because it was sponsored by Coca-Cola. I'm drinking Coca-Cola now. Tell you, look, thank you, because that's my drink. I don't think if I stop drinking this Coke that the war is going to end.
Okay, I'll just give you an idea of just for our for our listeners.
No, let's just deal with.
But it's more than just Zara. So, for example, the Lidl brand Loopy Loo, they do nappies and kids stuff. Yeah,
I used to buy them.
Yeah. Okay, they're currently made in Ashdod in Israel, formerly the Palestinian town of Ashdod.
Let's not go down that rabbit hole. Let's keep this simple, okay?
There's loads of different reasons.
The fact that I know. Let me read out the list of the companies. There could be a reason for boycotting everything if you come.
Okay, Hewlett Packard, yeah. Coca-Cola,
sorry,
McDonald's.
Our printer here is a Hewlett Packard.
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
Puma,
Jesus, we're really
Siemens, Nestle. The list goes on and on and on of all companies that we're being told we should boycott because of their involvement in Israel, basically.
There's the word. Told you should. Nobody tells me what I should and should not boycott. Okay, so... I can be horrified, and I've attended, by the way, Palestinian March. You know, it was only one, in fairness. I happened to be in town on the day, and I ended up just joining it. But I have attended pro-Palestinian marches, but nobody will tell me what companies I can and cannot use. I will make that decision as a big grown man who wears big boy underpants. I will decide myself. And that woman had no right to shame me. How dare she say I have blood in my hands? How dare she say that? Because I will tell you what, if I boycotted that particular Zara, which I shop in quite a bit, you know most of my clothes are Zara, yeah, the only people that would suffer from that is the woman who served me behind a till, who was an Irish woman, a Dublin woman. She'd be out of a job. She'd be sent home. So all you people, yeah, who are on the boycott brigade, yeah, are you prepared to pay her wages so she stops working in Gaza or in Zara? Because that's what's going to happen. If everybody stops shopping in Zara tomorrow, yeah, if 100% of the Irish population don't go into Zara anymore, the only person that loses their job is Steph. I don't even know if that's her name, but Steph is working behind the till. Are you all prepared, with your self-righteousness, are you prepared to pay for her to sit at home because you don't want her working in Zara? It's a job. It is not going to change the outcome or the course of this disgraceful thing that is going on in the Middle East. And me buying a shirt does not make me complicit in genocide. And that I'm offended. I told you I wasn't going to get angry today, mm-hmm. but I am. I'm offended, disgusted that woman. And by the way, she is welcome to come on to this podcast. I invited her on, by the way, on Saturday. She never even heard of us. Fair enough.
Yep.
But she knows about us now. So if you want to come on and actually be brave now that I have time to fight back, you're more than welcome to come on. Give her the number.
085-825-2626 is our WhatsApp number. If you would like to get involved in this conversation, you can send us a WhatsApp or a WhatsApp voice note to that number. 085-825-2626. Let's kick off with Stevie.
I personally don't agree with the whole boycotting thing. I mean, look, if people want to, you know, boycott certain businesses over Palestine, like, that, fair play to them. They have every right to do that. But I hate this whole aspect when it comes to, like, you know, shaming people or, like, getting aggressive with them or, you know, calling them stuff like genocide enablers or dirty Zionists or, you know, telling them that they have blood on their hands. I think that entire thing just comes across as virtue signaling. I think that, like, you know, as horrible as the stuff that the IDF are doing, they're not going to stop doing it just because, like, I decided to go into McDonald's and get a burger. You know, the entire thing really just comes across to me as virtue signaling. I think that it nearly comes across as, like, how it makes the protesters feel, as opposed to actually, like, any difference it's going to make to the Palestinian people. I think that Ireland itself is a very pro-Palestine or pro-Palestinian country. But with this sort of, like, aggressive mentality, it's all you're really going to do is just alienate people from your cause.
Leo, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Leo?
Good afternoon, last time for having you.
Sorry, by the way, I just want to say before you even open your mouth, Leo, I'm actually very impressed that you came on. I know the guys were messaging you on Facebook. You were causing quite a bit of controversy and they were accusing you of trolling and said you wouldn't have the balls to come on and repeat what you did on Facebook. So first of all, I always admire anybody that gets out from behind their keyboard and actually has the balls to say something. So the platform is yours. Go ahead.
Well, to be fair, usually I wouldn't, but this is one issue that really, really irked me because I've seen so many, you know, video and media footage from both sides. And it seemed to be it's all manufactured outrages.
Manufactured outrage? Is that what you think it is?
Yes. That's all. Yeah, because, you know, a while ago, you see the video of a child that was stuck under the rubble. And it turned out it wasn't rubble at all. It was just a child. The footage that was taken from 2004 of a child playing through a drain hole. And that would make into a propaganda video by, you know, a certain hate group.
So let me ask you then. We're being encouraged to boycott companies like Zara, brands like Hyundai, Airbnb, Nestle, the list goes on, Coca-Cola, McDonald's, because of their involvement in any way with Israel. What do you think of people calling for these sorts of boycotts?
It's everybody have their own prerogative, you know. If they want to boycott a business, go ahead. But you ever seen any of them actually go through with it? That is what I want to know. The profit is still soaring. People are still queuing out the door. My wife, she loves shopping in Zara, you know. And I think just because of this, they're actually going to gain a customer in Mina. I might drop in on the way home.
A lot of people are very pro-Palestinian and are horrified by what is going on in the Gaza Strip over the last couple of years. And, you know, can't stand to see the pictures that we're seeing coming out of Gaza.
Yes.
And what they're calling for is a boycott of companies that do business with Israel, that have factories in Israel or have factories in the occupied territories. Do they not have a point that we need to stand up to Israel, basically?
Why? Why? Like I say, Israel, no mean the bad guy in this, but it's the wars to begin with. And it's a conflict that's been going on for tens of years, back in the 40s. Basically, I tell you, is what happened in Israel was, imagine if you bought a house legally and one day the ex-owner just came back and demand you to move out of the house, or they're going to kidnap or murder or rape your wife or your children. What do you expect to do? Do you just sit tight and not do anything?
And I get all that. And in fact, you know, a lot of people at the very start of this, when the Palestinians murdered people, kidnapped them, brought them into the Gaza Strip, yes, and everything else, a lot of people at the time said, of course Israel has to respond to that. They can't just let the Palestinians away with that. But yes, I think where people have drawn the line is how far this has gone, how long this has gone on, and how many Palestinians have died as a result of this war.
As Leo says, he's going to go into Zara, his wife shops in Zara. By shopping in Zara is not adding to what's going on I agree with Leo, it is virtual signaling that you take a photograph outside Zara and go, I'm not shopping there, I won't give them my money. That's not going to do anything.
Okay, but the argument here is that, as you said yourself a couple of minutes ago, when the Russian invasion of Ukraine happened, a lot of big Western companies, yep, pulled out of Russia. They haven't done the same in Israel. They haven't pulled out of Israel. And that annoys an awful lot of people because they see it as very similar. Do you understand that, Leo?
Oh, yeah, I understand that 100%, because in the Russian-Ukraine war, Russian were the aggressor. Why, in this case, Israel is not the aggressor. They are defending themselves against a terrorist group. And I have some sympathy for the genuine Palestinian people. The last time they had an election, 70% voted Hamas group as the leader. And if they're having an election now, they will still be voting them into. So what you meant to do? Like...
Okay, so you're arguing that Israel has a right to defend itself, and obviously it has a right to defend itself, but the argument here is 80,000 deaths later, surely enough is enough.
Yeah, but it's like I say, it's a war, but people die, and this is, I think I read that this is the least casualty, civilian casualty in any wars. And let me ask you this. A while ago, 500,000 people died in Syria. Where were the outrage? Nearly 400,000 people died in Yemen. Where were the outrage? And 150,000 people died in Sudan. There were no outrage. And yet, Didi was the one with the least casualty and all the outrage. Why?
And that is the point I was making. If you end up boycotting every company that has done something wrong or is in a different country, you will end up. I mean, there's Russian companies that we use every day, and we don't even know. You can't boycott everything. And this was a simple case, Adrian, of me buying a shirt which was $29.99, by the way, 30 quid. How am I complicit in the war? How?
And is that what you were told? You were complicit in the war?
Yeah, the word was complicit because I wrote down complicit in genocide. I'm disgusted over that. I have to say.
I hope you enjoyed your shirt.
Well, it is a lovely shirt. No. I'm not making light of it. It was a lovely shirt. But those same people probably have kids who were down at Electric Picnic 2 weeks ago. Electric Picnic was sponsored by who?
Coca-Cola.
So why don't you go home and... I'm sure that Karen, who stopped me outside the shop, she probably has a young fella or a young one that was at Electric Picnic. Is she going to slap him across the head because he went to Electric Picnic? Where does it end?
So you believe this is manufactured outrage, Leo, and that there is no need to be calling for boycotts of all these companies doing business in Israel?
Yes, 100%.
Because
I'm not going to do anything.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I had to go back to work, so...
Anthony, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Anthony?
I'm all right. How are you?
Good, thanks, Anthony. What did you want to say on this?
If people want to boycott, that is completely fine. I support that, but just shouting abuse at you, that is just not right. I mean, we see what's happening in Gaza. We see that people have dying, they're starving, that a famine going on, that the IDF hasn't been allowing aid into Gaza, just keeping it at the border. The only aid they were letting through are some areas there's been shootings that have been happening. Plus, we know that some in Israel, they actually want them to just occupied Gaza and the West Bank, you know, just displace Palestinians even further. I mean, that would just make things even worse. I mean, Israel does have a right to defend themselves. They have a right. They have a right to defend themselves after what happened with the attack in October. But they have. They've done that and more. Like, enough is enough. If you just pull out and stop. I mean, they've practically crippled Hamas and Hezbollah. They even gave Iran a bloody nose.
Okay,
yeah,
so your argument is that Israel had a right to defend itself at the start, but it has gone too far at this stage. And do you support, then, people calling for boycotts on loads of different brands, but in this case, Zara, the clothes store? Do you support people standing outside a shop like that and attacking customers like Jeremy?
If they want to boycott, that's fine, but just attacking customers, like showing abuse at Jeremy, that is just not right.
I'm not going to traumatize. She didn't attack me. There was no physical attack. She just shouted.
But that can still be said attack, and that is just not right.
Let me just address a comment that we just seen from Amanda. Neither of you even asked him, I assume she's talking about Lee, what he said about kids. You two laughed with him. Let him say what he wants, and you didn't even press him on his opinion. I don't know what he said. What did he say about kids? I didn't hear him say one thing about kids when he was on. And again,
he talked about a propaganda video of a child under rubble. But
is that what she's talking about? And again, Amanda, the way, let me just, I'm going to go off. Sorry, stay there for a second, Anthony. Amanda, this show, I'm sure you listen to it long enough, you know, this show is based on you guys calling in all the time. So if you have a question that you want to ask, ask the bloody question yourself. If you want someone pressed, that is the job of a phone inning. That's why it's called interactive, okay? So I don't know. We don't see all the questions that come in. If you want to ask a question, and if you feel that passionately about asking Leo, which who I don't particularly like, by the way. So I was certainly and wasn't laughing about children being killed. Were you, Adrian? And again, I take grave offence to even that suggestion. So get off your bloody keyboard, as we said at the start. Get off your keyboard like he actually did, yeah? And actually ring in where you can have a normal debate off a keyboard, where people can put a question to him and he can answer back, and so on and so forth. That's the way big boys operate. Would you agree, Adrian?
100%.
That's what a debate is called.
Okay, so Anthony, you are pro-Palestinian, listening to what you're saying, but you don't see the need for boycotts, or is it that you don't see the need?
I support boycotts. I don't support the abuse like this, and I do think, and while I do think Palestine should be its own country, that I do not think the violence should happen. If they want to have their own country, it should be peace. It should be a genuine effort on peace from both sides. And we have seen video from Gaza of Palestinians out protesting against Hamas, against the terror groups. So we know not everybody in Gaza is supporting those terrorists who did attack for October. It's just horrible when you see that people have just been starving from
Anthony,
the famine.
Nobody is saying that. And again, this we said this from the offset. I'm in tears when I see some of those videos of what is going on there, okay? And if I felt for one moment that by me not buying that shirt that would stop what was going on, believe me, I wouldn't have bought the shirt. But I wasn't aware, and that's what annoys me about a lot of these protesters, professional protesters, what they are, they protest about everything, is that they assume that we all know. I didn't know about the whole Coca-Cola thing until the other day, about electric picnic. So I could have been walking down the road with my can of Coca-Cola, yeah? And someone could have abused me for drinking Coca-Cola. I mean, where does it stop?
Look, I was saying the abuse, that yelling at somebody for that is not right. Like, that I would say, but I just find a horrible way some people have reacted elsewhere about what's going on in Gaza. Like, there was somebody else I was talking to on another site who said some truly horrible comments about the whole situation in Gaza that I won't even repeat. It was just made me sick to my stomach. Where some people just have no empathy to those who are suffering in Gaza. It's just not right. The way some people have a lack of empathy. like some people just have no conscience.
Okay, stay there for 1 second, Anthony, if you can, please. Our number is 0858252626 if you would like to get involved in this conversation. A lot of companies, there is a very, very long list of companies that we are being urged to boycott because of their business dealings with Israel, because they have factories in Israel, because they, like, for example, McDonald's are accused of feeding, it says on this website, McDonald's Israel supports the Israeli Defense Forces by providing free food and drinks to Israeli soldiers, and that's why.
Is that true?
I don't know if it's true.
If that is true, I would be horrified by that. But my one of my kids has a birthday party at McDonald's this weekend. Should I tell him he can't go to it? The same thing happened. I was in Barcelona a few weeks ago, as you know. Went into Burger King because I was starving to grab a burger. When I came out, there was a load of Spanish protesters, boycott Burger King, boycott Burger King. I had no idea what it was about until I saw the Palestinian flag. So obviously Burger King are on the list as well. What did Burger King do?
I don't know. It's the honest answer. Jason, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jason?
Good afternoon. How are you?
Good, thanks, Jason. What do you want to say on this?
I haven't heard anybody mention the hostages.
That are still being held, yeah?
You know, come on. If any one of us had a family member being held captive, we would want our army and our government to do everything humanly possible. No, we would, Adrian. Now, let's call a spade. What's happening in Palestine is absolute disgrace. But we all know that they have a terrorist organisation as a government, and we are now supporting a terrorist organisation. Get rid of that government, and the people of Palestine will live in peace. Israel doesn't want a war with them. I mean, Israel didn't invade them 2 years ago. Okay, things were going grand. Well, I think Israel pulled out in, what was it, 2005 or 2000, I mean, a good while ago. I mean, all Hamas done was taking all the money, build tunnels, rockets, bombs. I mean, we've seen what's going on. Open your eyes. It's a two-way street what's happening down there. And if it was a real genocide, Israel could wipe them off the face of the earth in a matter of hours. We all know that. They have the firepower. And another question, why will no other country around them take them in? Like, Egypt has one of the biggest walls built between any country. Have you seen the size of it?
I have, yeah.
They won't let a single person across. Why is that? Because they all seen what happened in Lebanon in the 1960s and the way Lebanon was taken over once they let the refugees in. Lebanon was a Christian country up to them. It was the jewel in the Middle East. It was the Riviera of the Middle East. It's some of the best Christian colleges and universities. They're all gone. So there is a reason. And people are just won't open their eyes. The LGBTQ, they wouldn't exist in Palestine. We all know that. So a bit of balance here. I mean,
okay, and this is where people lose it a little bit, because the balance you're talking about, yes, I understand exactly what you're saying. However, when you see that 80,000 people have died...
They are Hamas figures, Adrian. Unfortunately, Israel won't let independent press in. Why? Because they will be kidnapped. But people just won't say that. People are afraid to say that. The reason Israel will not let foreign people in there, they're going to be kidnapped to use hostages. We all know that. So the Air Hamas figures, I do agree, there is a lot, and there's too many. One is too much. Okay, but there's one way of stopping this, Adrian, and everybody knows it. Hamas, get the feck out of there and let the people govern themselves. I mean, they're not allowed to have elections. What does that tell you? You've had one election, Adrian, and all the opposition were fucked off buildings.
Let me ask you a question, Jay, about what we're talking about. Have you ever boycotted any company ever in your life over anything?
No.
Have you, Adrian?
I know
back when I was a kid, I remember my parents...
No, but do we boycott all American companies then? Because they're the biggest supporters of Israel. So we boycott all American companies. Have a look at what BlackRock own. We'd be all sitting at the side of the road fucking starving.
I know, but I do think boycotts have a place. I remember back in the day...
The gun stores.
Yeah, the gun stores.
My parents did. I was on
didn't really do it, but come here, it didn't really work. Did it? Look at the state of South Africa now. So, come on. So it didn't work, did
it? Believe it or not, the Irish people invented boycotting.
We know.
He was an Irish man, was he? Boycott.
Yeah, rent. Yeah. To do with land
we did actually invent it. Yeah. But I've never subscribed to it.
Nobody boycotted the banks. Nobody boycotted the banks when they robbed us back in the recession, in the collapse. So, you know, people will boycott what you want. If it looks good on their Twitter feed or on their phone to me. So, had your woman got really fucking ordering? Because that seems to be the trend. They've ear piercings from here to fucking eternity and purple hair. I mean, and they go around, they seem to turn up with your woman, Greta Queen Garbo, or whatever her name is, on that flotilla. They should be all arrested for supporting a terrorist organisation. I'm sorry. But you're supporting Hamas, you're supporting a terrorist organisation. If I was to stand up and say, I report the Republican Sinn Féin, what would happen to me right now? The phones would light up, I'm all sorts of bastards, wouldn't it?
Yes, quite possibly, yeah.
And in fact, here's another company that makes millions in Israel, which I've only discovered. Netflix is available. Netflix Israel is a huge, huge company in Israel, has millions of subscribers. Every single
Jeremy, you know we have a big, big relationship with Israel and our government from when they set up. Like, I think the first mayor or president or something like that was a Dublin fella. You look into the history of Israel and look at the Dublin and Irish connection.
Okay, let's just take it from the other side, okay? Does it not show your, and again, I'm going against what happened to me, but does it not show that you have a bit of morality about you if you do boycott
these? No, because I tell you why, they're just companies. Find out if that's the case, you have to boycott every single company that has anything to do. Sure, they're all interlinked. No company's independent company anymore. We all know they're owned by hedge funds, that's owned by this one, and at the top is sitting BlackRock. So, if that's the case, we won't be driving, we won't be fucking flying, we won't be going on trains, buses, anything. We won't be eating, we'll be wearing nothing. Most of our fruit and veg probably come from over there as well. So, no, and it's nonsense what we're doing. Who are we hoarding? Who are we hoarding? Nobody.
Okay, so to anybody listening to us now who believes that we, in support of the Palestinian, we should be boycotting all of these different companies that do any sort of business with Israel, you're telling these people to get a grip. Don't be so ridiculous.
Because if you're to do that, you'll have to take it to its fullest conclusion, and you'll have to boycott every company that has anything to do with anything in Israel. And I guarantee you one thing, you wouldn't last a week.
Stay there for a second, Jason. Our number is 085-825-2626. If you want to send us a WhatsApp or a WhatsApp voice note like Martin just did.
Afternoon, guys. Sorry I can't come on today. Poor old Jeremy, I get a shout at her. But these old boycotts and that, they're all a bollocks, really, at the end of the day. It's more virtual signalling from the Free Palestine lot. I mean, if you don't go to Zara, you don't buy a can of Coke or whatever, it's not going to stop Israel bombing the shit out of people. No matter what you do in life, you're going to come across something that's owned by the Israelis or has Israeli involvement. No matter what you do, if you want to get all that out of your life, you might as well just fucking stand in the street and do nothing. Don't eat anything, don't drink anything, don't consume any products, don't read anything. No newspapers, no nothing. So it's a load of shite, a load of virtual signalling. If they want to be a bit passionate about something, maybe a bit passionate about the social issues that's going on in Ireland more than what's going on abroad. Cheers, lads.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Lola, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Lola?
Hey, guys. Long time no see.
Indeed. How are you? Good good to speak to you again. What did you want to say on this? Should people be boycotting companies that do business with Israel?
I do agree with this to a percentage. I do think we do need material goods that come from all over the world, and regardless where they come from. But I do think that Irish citizens should be more aware of where they purchase their goods. I think that the shops like Zara and stuff should be known to basically highlight that the workers are okay. The Gaza thing is awful. I think it's horrendous. I personally would not choose to buy goods from Israel myself, but you're never going to get the right balance, unfortunately. The world is full of black and white, and that doesn't mean colour. It's just the way it is. But it's about people's consumer choices that will make a difference. It's a very tough topic to say because of Gaza and seeing little children dying and what Israel is doing to the world. I personally would choose to buy elsewhere. It's not Zara's fault. It's more so the choices of the economy and where people choose. You go to Penny's.
Okay, so say for example, if you were in a supermarket and you saw, I don't know, new potatoes that actually came from Israel, if you saw Israel marked on the packet, would you just not buy it?
No, I wouldn't buy it. I would go and get an Irish potato.
Okay. The list of products that actually come from Israel is huge. Some lemons that we buy in shops made by with the Jaffa brand are from Israel. There's a lot of stuff. So you are conscious then, are you, of avoiding?
I'm conscious. I go and buy my tomatoes from local stuff, like local farms. And I just think it's very bad for the Irish economy. We should shop as local as we can. But you can get stuff from India. Like, you can get stuff from everywhere.
But with the greatest respect, Lola, and I've just discovered in the last 5 minutes that I have broken the boycott again. I broke the boycott on Friday. We'll get to that in a second, and I wasn't even aware of it because there's another company that's on this list, this ever-growing list that I broke.
I really want to see this list, actually, because I want to have more information.
Yeah, but it's this presumption that these people have that we've all seen this list and that we walk around. I mean, literally what you would have to do to appease these people is to walk around with this list in your hand. And as you're walking down Grafton Street for a pair of shoes, so you walk you walk by JD Sports first. Oh, hang on, JD Sports is JD Sports.
But look at Russia. I'm sure I buy loads of Russian stuff, you know, and I do. I love all, like, that type of food. But I'm not being conscious of that type, and it's only really raised my consciousness now that, you know, I'm doing that. So what's the difference between Israel and Russia?
But the point is, the vast majority of people, are not that socially aware that when they're in Dunn's and they have a half an hour in Dunn's to go around, that they're going to be picking up onions off the table and going, okay, I better want to source where these onions are coming from. Are these onions? It's just not practical. On Friday, I brought my kids, as I do a lot of Fridays after school, I brought them into Costa. They go in for a hot chocolate. It's a thing we do every Friday. I was in there on Friday. I've just been informed in the last 10 minutes that Costa is owned by Coca-Cola, and Coca-Cola links with Israel. Now, how in God's name...
I look at all the cans that are sold over here at Coca-Cola. Like, you're all over the place.
How in God's name was I to know that Costa... Is Costa on the list, Adrian?
It's not, no.
Oh, we need to amend that
different
list.
Different sub-brands, I say them. So, but look, no one can go on like that living their life. Like, you know, they have to just kind of, you know, you're going to have the things that you like. If you love Coca-Cola, you're going to have a Coca-Cola. But is that right? I'm not going to...
But you think we should be more aware of some of these companies? And, okay, but let me ask a straight-out question. Now that I've told you about Costa's links to Israel... Well, Coca-Cola own Costa. See, even like having to explain all this, bloody mental. Coca-Cola own Costa. Coca-Cola involved with Israel. Would you buy a coffee in Costa today?
I'd buy a Coca-Cola. I don't really like coffee in Costa. So I think they're overpriced.
Okay,
but I'd buy
Coca-Cola. Okay, if a friend asked you to go in, would you go in with them?
Yeah, I would.
Okay, so that wouldn't stop you. But
in the same breath, you said you would try and avoid anything to do with Israel in terms of buying products that you know.
Well, I can't avoid every product.
But you can avoid. But you can avoid going into Costa by just saying to her, "Well, actually, no, we'll go to Insomnia instead." So why would you go to Costa?
Yeah, I wouldn't know that Costa is from Israel.
No, but now that I'm after telling you is what I'm saying, that Coca-Cola owns Costa. You would still meet.
But what's the difference if I bought a Coke then?
I don't know, because I'm not the one.
I've got a pack of Coca-Cola in the house. So what's the difference? So I'm cleaning myself, like, really.
Stay there for a second then, Lola. Our number is 085-825-2626. Do you support having boycotts against any company that does business with Israel? That's really the question.
Because if that is the question and your answer is yes, then switch off your Netflix. Because they also do business with Israel. There are millions of Israelis right now watching their favourite series on Netflix.
Jessica, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jessica?
There he is.
Good, thanks, Jessica. Well, do you support the Palestinian cause?
It's horrible what's going on over there. No one's going to deny that. But, like, as Jeremy said, it's not practical to go around and be like, oh, can't get that, it's associated with them. Can't get that, it's associated with them. Like, only yesterday I got two coffees out of Starbucks, they're a big name on the list. And I got a Zara perfume, believe it or not. So that's, I'm probably going to give all of them a conniption saying that. I'm probably worse than the devil.
Okay, so what do you think then? Obviously, as you just said, what we see coming out of Gaza is horrific to witness. Mm-hmm. A lot of people describe it as a genocide, and it is horrible that something like that is going on in this day and age. So... a lot of people are very angry with Israel and what they're doing to the Palestinian people, okay? Are you angry with Israel over what they're doing?
See, I'm not really, like, kind of, like, informed enough to have... Like, the way I see it is, it's horrible on both sides, okay? People on both sides are dying. But if you stopped shopping in nearly every shop that's associated on that list, people in this country would be out of a job. So, what are we meant to do? Like, it's not the girl's fault or the guy's fault in Zara that all this is going on, is it? So why are we punishing them?
Because their company has links with the Israelis. This is the argument.
Yeah, but they're just going in to get a job. Hell, if they didn't work for all these companies, there'd be no economy then, will there?
I saw a comment on, not on our Facebook page, on a different Facebook page yesterday about Zara. And there was a woman on who works in Zara, not in Ireland. Now, she works in Zara in the UK. And she was literally being trolled. There were people saying, leave your fucking job immediately. That's what they're actually saying to her.
But that's disgusting.
It is disgusting.
And like the fact that you were getting verbally abused because, God forbid, you wanted to buy a top. Like, it's ridiculous how they carry on.
Okay, but...
I know it's horrible what's going on, but the way they carry... It's fucking ridiculous.
But did you know, before going into Zara to buy your perfume, was it yesterday?
It was yesterday, yeah.
That's a big spender, Zara perfume. But anyway, before you went in to buy your Zara perfume...
20 quid compared to 600 quid, really easy.
but were you aware, before you walked through the doors of Zara, about the Israeli links?
Yeah, like I'm not entirely stupid. I know what's going on.
No, because I wasn't aware that there was links before I went into Zara on Saturday. So were you aware when you walked through that door? You were aware that
I'm aware they're on the hit list.
Okay,
but the way I see it is, it's my choice to go in there. It's someone else's choice to not go in there and shop. That's the way I see it. I have just as much right to go in and buy something out of there as Johnny down the road who's protesting against it and boycotting it.
Okay, so, but you don't see, even though you don't like to see what's going on in Gaza, you won't boycott any products.
No, because I just see boycotting as virtual signalling. And like we said, if we looked at this list, the ever-growing list, Jesus Christ, every day it's like someone else is getting added to it. You'd buy nothing. As Jay said earlier on, you'd buy nothing and you'd have nothing.
Well, Lola, just to go back to you, she's basically saying that boycotts achieve nothing and she won't be boycotting any product, even if they have links with Israel.
Well, I actually just took out a can of Coke there, to be honest with you. And I looked at the bottom of the bottle, or the can, sorry. And, you know, I think I am confused on this one now, and I don't usually like being confused, but I am. And so I'm presuming the procurement that is going on. So, but like all these ingredients, I don't see coming from Israel. It's made in Northern Ireland and Ballycool in Dublin. Like it's carbonated water, plant extract. So that's
the issue here is where it comes to Coca-Cola, the company itself has a plant in the occupied territories in the West Bank, and that's what people are annoyed about.
They
have a factory, a production plant in the occupied territories in the West Bank, and that's what annoys people, that they are producing part of their product in a part of the world that they shouldn't really be in. That's really the argument.
Okay, that's fair enough. I understand. I can see how it annoys people.
Okay, so even though the can you have was bottled or was canned on this island, which it is, the company itself is still seen to be supporting the regime in Israel, and that's the argument against Coca-Cola. No, I'm not.
I understand, and I agree with that. I think it should be taken out. If they want to do brand management, they should go in.
Okay, so is that it? You're not going to drink any more Coke, no?
As long as it's bottled here. But I will be very aware. I might drink a different drink instead.
Hang on, I'm confused. You will drink Coke or you won't drink Coke anymore?
Probably won't.
You probably won't, even though it's bottled.
Yeah,
even though it's bottled here. I mean, is it? Let me just check.
Yeah, it is. It's made.
Oh, it is. Yeah, made in Ireland, but it's made in Ireland.
I know, but I love Coke and Coca-Cola, by the way, not Coke.
It's made in Ballycoolan. It's only down the road, like.
Yeah, but it's
actually canned up north. Anyway,
I see you made in the statement, and the statement is very clear and very, very, very interesting. The company, I think, should be pulling out of Israel, and I will definitely reconsider my purchases of Coca-Cola, and I don't think I will then get knowing that what's going on in Gaza, because I wasn't aware
Okay, so you will think twice going forward. All right, stay there for a second. All right, our number is 085-825-2626. If you would like to throw your tuppence worth into this conversation, this is Keith.
Well, I think, you know, Israel, Palestine, fuck all to do with us. But yeah, we're going to boycott everything that Israel has out there. Halal meats too. Anything got to do with Muslims in this fucking country as well? Yeah, I think that needs to be fucking bypassed too. And send the Muslims back off to the Israelis and let them fucking blood it out themselves over there, because it has fuck all got to do with us. Do you hear that, Anthony? A fucking Ewok has nothing got to do with us.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
David is on to us with his opinion.
Hey lads, just wanted to good topic today. Just wanted to say a few points on there. Your man ringing in there about the hostages. First of all, Israel has come out and actually publicly said that the hostages are secondary. Right? That BB has said that on national TV. Second of all, if they really cared about the hostages, why did they decide to carpet bomb 14 square kilometres of land for the last 2.5 years? Surely to God, if you had loved ones in there, you would do everything in your power to stop them carpet bombing, because you'd be afraid your loved one would get killed. But no, they didn't. They did what the US would do and send in a small specialized squad to locate and extract. It's the same thing they did with Bin Laden. But no, they didn't. They just wanted an excuse to carpet bomb an area and kill more civilians. Then you're talking about... Then you, on the flip side, you also got to think about the 10,500 hostages held by Israel illegally, many of which have been subject to rape and torture, and many that are under the age of 18 with no legal cases to be seen. Some of them are held there for years. Nobody's talking about that either. And then not only that, he goes on to say about other countries not letting them in. That's complete and utter bullshit. I don't know where he's getting that from, because Lebanon has taken in over 300,000 people. Jordan has taken in a couple of 100,000 people as well. So I don't know where he's talking about that. The whole concept of taking in refugees, they don't want to take in refugees for the simple fact that it gives Israel what they want. Could you imagine if Britain came over to Ireland and then all the Irish just decided to leave? Britain would have had the whole country to themselves then. Do you know? But obviously the Irish people didn't want that, so we all fucking stayed. We all stayed and we fought them. That's what the Palestinians want to do. Why would they leave? Do you know? It's their fucking land. Asking them to leave and just go to Lebanon, Lebanon can take them, Jordan can take them. That just gives Israel exactly what they want. So your man's talking pony. Don't know what he's talking about. He's literally just regurgitating Israeli talking points.
Angela, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Angela?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks, Angela. What do you want to say on this?
Sorry, before you go to Angela, I'm sorry for cutting across you there, but just something that resonated with me there before the break, the message from Keith, more or less saying, now, Keith, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I think this is what he was saying is we shouldn't care about what's going on over there. We have our own problems. The problems we have in this country are nothing compared to what's going on in there. And if you look at those videos, I can't look at them anymore because it's so upsetting to see what's going on. And I think anybody who looks at what's going on in Gaza, yeah, and sees the bombing and sees... I saw a video earlier on, Angela, I don't know if you saw it, the before and after, and it was literally a video of the Gaza Strip 4 years ago and today, and it's
mind-boggling, yeah.
And I think you'd want to be pretty, pretty sick in the head to look at what's going on in there and say, I don't give a fuck.
But in that same breath then, should you not... If you care about what's going on,
I do.
Would it not make sense for you to boycott some companies that do business with Israel?
But that's every company. Then you may as well lock yourself in a cave. You may as well lock yourself and literally not buy anything.
Well, Angela, go on. What did you want to say on this?
That's my whole point. Like everyone that is talking about this and boycotting, they're all a pack of hypocrites anyway. You know, because as you say, the amount of people who went to Electric Picnic, and you had protesters there who were in the Palestine, you know, tent and Free Palestine, and it's sponsored by Coca-Cola. And you're probably sitting there having a vodka and coke, you muppet, you know. And another thing that absolutely wrecks my head is when the protesters come to Shannon Airport. I'm going to say something now, and it's not going to be too nice, but fuck off. Get out of our town. Stop coming down and asking us to boycott Shannon Airport. Shut down Shannon Airport. Are you for real? That airport is there years. It's there years, and it's a beautiful airport. And it's one of the best things in the west of Ireland. and ye fucking arseholes are coming down and saying, oh, boycott it. No, if they don't land in Shannon, they're going to land somewhere else, for God's sake. They're going to go to Cork. They're going to go to Dublin. What are you going to say then? Boycott Dublin Airport. Sure, shut down all the airports. Don't let anybody come in and out of the country. And there is another thing. They're all giving out about asylum seekers, get them out of here. You know, Ukrainians, get them out of here. Oh, but let's, you know, let's go and support a country that has absolutely nothing to do with us in one way. Nothing to do with us. And that's the way I look at it. Yes, it is horrible what's going on there. But I just can't listen to it anymore. I really can't. And I might sound heartless and I might sound like the biggest CU next Tuesday with that. But I am going, me stopping buying a can of Coke or me stopping going into Zara or any of those shops is not going to stop what's happening in Israel or Palestine. And I would like somebody to be able to come on here and tell me how me not buying a can of Coke is going to stop what's going on over there.
I suppose it wouldn't, to be honest with you. And anybody that thinks it would is stupid if you think that's going to stop.
But it's just the principle of the thing.
That Benjamin Netanyahu is going to go, Jesus, Coca-Cola sales are down 40%. Angela stopped drinking it. We better actually put an end to this straight away. No, that's not what's going to happen. But it's all to do with, and again, I'm speaking at both sides of my arse here, it's all to do with solidarity, I suppose, and solidarity with the Palestinian people.
I understand that. But I just, all these protests, all these, like, as I said, I wouldn't exactly say I am up there on the knowledge of what's going on, because I'm just like, I just can't do this anymore. I cannot listen to war anymore. But what I do have knowledge on is the airport in Shannon, and that, fuck off.
Here, I want to read a message out that I've been told is not for publication, but I'm going to read it out anyhow. This is from...
Do we have the money for the legal fees? That's what I always ask.
Okay, this is a message from a lady called Grace, and she says, I have listened and admired you both for 15 years since I discovered you on late night radio, but after today's show, can I say, fuck you both. Ooh. You have dropped in my esteem, and I can't believe that I ever liked you. Enjoy your poxy shirt, and I hope you choke on your Coca-Cola. You've made me sick. Unfollowed. And I will also be telling my friends to boycott your podcast. Don't read this out, by the way. Not for publication, says Grace.
Grace, you muppet. You absolute twat.
Yeah, no.
You know what I mean?
Well, hang on for a sec. First of all, you shouldn't have read it out because she said not for publication.
That's why I read it out.
Grace is entitled to her opinion. I don't like losing listeners. You know, we're in the listener business. We don't like losing listeners. I'm very disappointed, Grace, because, you know, you've listened to us for years. Surely we've said things, and I don't get people who go, I'm not listening to you anymore because I heard something that I don't agree with. Surely, Grace, in the last 15 years,
you've heard something else that you disagreed with.
Because if you didn't, then we're not doing our job right.
It's hilarious. It's absolutely hilarious. Like, sorry, I'm listening to a podcast that's called Opinions Matter, but I don't like someone's opinion, so I'm not listening anymore. I'm going to make sure all of my friends don't listen either. But then, and all of the friends will turn around and go, Grace, get a life, would you?
But then to say that she hopes I choke on my Coke, like,
there we go. That's the mentality. You're dealing.
My thing to you, Grace, if you're still listening, why don't you have the balls? By the way, she was invited onto the show and isn't coming on. Surprise, surprise. But
She's a licker.
But why doesn't Grace, if Grace feels that strongly about it, why doesn't she go on into any pub at the weekend and walk up to every single person that has a glass of Coke in their hand and say the exact same thing to them? How dare you?
John, yeah. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, John?
How's it going, lads? I can't stop laughing, though, when he said, if you have the balls. That's a bit of gender signalling there.
But you can never assume. Like, telling me to choke on my Coke.
Listen, lads, we're a divided society now, both online and in real life. You more or less have to go and cloak and dagger and not tell your friends that you're drinking a Costa coffee or you're going down into Dunn's or anything like that. But like, we've lost our moral compass and all of this, lads. Like, back in the 80s, when I remember the apartheid regime of South Africa, I grew up looking at the TV ads and looking at the news about Dunstore's workers down in Tools, and they had a collectiveness and a moral conscience to say, no, we're not trading with South Africa. We're not handling these goods.
And they were praised at the time for
100%. Yes, 100%.
And that was a boycott. That literally was a boycott against their own company selling South African product. But we had
a moral conscience, though, lads. Like we just said, no, we're not standing for this. And I heard the word virtual signaling. Yes, it's going on with politicians all around the world to not hold Israel to account for the murderous genocide that is going on. And I sound like a bit of a hypocrite when I do say it, but like, I'm not going to hold my kids to ransom to say, oh, Dad, why can't we go for a coffee? That's their favorite coffee. My son will have a canary if he can't buy his latest Puma Kings.
Well, as I said, I had my kids in Costa on Friday, and I've explained to my eldest kid, who's old enough to understand what's going on in Gaza, and he's going to be on the right side of history like all of us are. Anybody with a heart couldn't.
Yeah, but a 9 and 11 year old won't understand it. They'll know a horrible thing is going on.
He understands as much as I do. I'm not well up in the formation of Israel and all that. I wouldn't even claim to be. But everybody, I think 90% of people, unless you're completely sick in the head, agrees that it's wrong to kill babies, it's wrong to kill innocent people.
We're sick. I'm afraid to even turn on the TV, listen to the radio. I'm just sick to my stomach. I've no more tears left.
Let me ask you then, considering what you just said, do you or should you or will you boycott any of the companies on this long, long, long list of companies that do business with Israel? Will you boycott any of them?
No, because I'm financially hooked on all the goods and services. If we were to go down this road of boycotting all of those, I'll starve. Like, I like McDonald's. I like my creature comforts and everything else. Our TDs need to send a clear message from as government and elected officials, representatives of you and me and every taxpayer in this country, to say, no, we're not dealing with you until you change your stance and come into the civilized world that we were supposed to be living in. We're not doing any business with you. We need to push our TDs to say, make a clear stance. If you you're just doing virtual signaling to the powers of Brussels, who basically control us anyway.
You were praising the Dunn's workers and their boycott of South African goods, oranges and whatever, back in the 80s.
Yeah.
So why have you not got principle then in terms of...
I do. I'm as principled as you are. Anyone else? It's just that, well, where do I go? Do I go to the cheapest option on the shelf and then reduce the basket intake back home? Or do I go back putting the spuds in the garden, which was there where we lived off the land before there was any Lidl or Aldi or Tesco's or anywhere else?
No, but with the greatest respect, and I'm in the same boat as you are, but the greatest respect, John...
I'm split. I'm torn, lads. I don't know what to do.
They're all first world problems compared to my child just died under rubble in Gaza. You know what I mean? You're going on about, I can't live without McDonald's. You know, when you put it into perspective, and I agree with you. One of my kids is going to a birthday party this weekend at McDonald's. Am I going to turn around to her and say, you can't go because of the situation? She doesn't even know where Israel is. She hasn't got a clue. So, you know, again, we're not going to be able to live our life if we have to boycott every single company that has ever done business with shady countries.
Yeah. But sure, like at the end of the day, when we go buy our fast or quick fashion items, the cheap jeans, the cheap tops, where are they manufactured? China, in a sweatshop in Bangladesh or India. But yes, we purchase them. We buy them. It's a kind of like we're hooked. They have us at our weakest point. They always give you that cheapest option to go and buy something. You know what I mean?
Okay, campaigners have been highlighting a number of different companies that they believe we should be boycotting. You won't be boycotting any of them. You don't see the need for a boycott.
Well, if I can go to their HQ, I'd gladly waste a weekend and a couple of hours of my life to protest outside their companies. But like, unless you go around with posters and do a successful online advertising campaign to call these companies out, I don't think we're just going to go around in circles until our politicians, until the EU, until us as a collective unity within the EU stand together with one voice to tell Israel what you're doing is wrong, and we won't trade with you. It's simple as that.
All right. Thanks very much indeed for your call, John. Great to talk to you. Darren.
I'm sure you've seen my comment on Facebook, but like, this woman is an absolute idiot. What about all the kids working in Foxconn or digging for cobalt for her smartphone? Or all the sweatshops that make the clothes for pennies? She is an absolute clown. I'll just tell her to fuck off.
And Damien.
Hi guys, Damien here. Jason is absolutely deluded. And if that isn't the case, he's sick.
All right. Thank you very much indeed, Damien. Grace has been back on to us. It was Grace's message that we read out a while ago. So childish. Why am I surprised? You will be hearing from my solicitor. So disappointed in you both sneering at me, says Grace. We're sneering at you,
Nobody
Grace.
Nobody actually sneered at you. Why do people think we sneer at them all the time? I didn't sneer at you at all, Grace. In fact, I wasn't even aware Adrian was reading out the message. We don't see every message that comes in to this podcast, okay? We don't, there's hundreds of messages. We're live on the air at the time. We get sent the messages by Amanda or Jake or whoever is here on the day. They send us the messages. We don't get to see all the messages. I didn't even see your message before Adrian read it out, so my apologies. But I didn't, and this is me backpedaling, I didn't ask Adrian to read out that message, but he's absolutely right, Grace. Your message was full of vitriol. It was full of absolute anger that you want me
enjoy
to
your poxy shirt, and I hope you choke on your coke, and you want us to just ignore that message, Grace. Sorry for your troubles. You can contact your solicitor, and we look forward to hearing from
you. As well, say, because this is important as well, because we don't like upsetting our regular listeners. I've been told in my ear that Amanda is upset about us not giving that guy Leo a hard time, and that he was talking about killing babies. Now, I did not see any comments. Did you see any comments about killing babies? We didn't see those comments.
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast. We'll catch you on the next one.